Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What a great song. Short but epic run.
Hey!
Yeah?
Dirty! He was a wild boy.
I don't got any problem with you, me, but I have a little problem with you, not me. Yeah, that's the problem I
wild
always
boy.
Had, too.
Wild boy, man.
I have a problem with you not doing it. No, I have a problem with you not doing it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as we'll continue to look ahead to the Super Bowl on Sunday, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NBA trade deadline is a little more than a day away. Keeping an eye on that as well as there was a trade earlier today. I don't think you can call it a blockbuster, but names you're familiar with. Kyle Kuzma headed to Milwaukee. Chris Middleton headed to Washington. It's a pretty solid little nail in the coffin for Chris Middleton's career right there, unfortunately.
I think Middleton, he just, once the injuries came, man.
Yeah, it's not
he was so good.
He was having a great
when they won the championship.
Yeah. Goodness, he was such an important player for what they did. And he's been hurt. He hadn't played more than, I think, 50 games in any of the last three seasons. He's been hurt most of this season, and that kind of is what it is.
How about Joel coming back? Triple-double last night.
Who was it?
Joel Embiid.
Oh, I know. Hey, yeah, God. He looked fantastic.
With the triple-double last night, they won a nice game against Dallas. Mm-hmm. And then you were telling me, because I didn't watch the game, but I saw the score this morning. The Lakers beat the hell out of the Clippers. He said LeBron was showing off of Luka.
Oh, yeah.
Like Sunday at the park and the pretty girls walking around.
Exactly right. It's exactly right. It was the pretty girls in the sundress are on the sideline.
Yeah, at the park.
Yeah, some new shoes on. Uh-huh. And you're trying shots you haven't tried in years. Dude, LeBron looked so energized out there last night. I'm not joking. Like, I only watched like the first quarter and a half because it was the second game and it was late and all that. But the end of that, the Celtics-Cavs game was pretty good, too.
It was.
Cavs tried to come back and get it, but the Celtics were too much. Derek White's awesome. LeBron, he was trying to showing off for his new his new running mate.
His new piece.
Yeah, his new running mate in Luka. Because Luka was on the sidelines last night in his Lakers stuff, had his press conference yesterday, got introduced and all that. And LeBron looked excited to be playing with Luka. Looked pretty fired up about it.
Right.
I saw a graphic yesterday and I was thinking about it. I didn't remember all the guys, but I saw a graphic yesterday of all like the probable future Hall of Famers that now LeBron's played with. It's crazy.
I saw it too.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Like the amount of guys. Now you add Luka to it. Obviously, AD was on it. Played with Shaq back in the day. Obviously, all the guys in Miami.
Right.
Like he's had pretty star-studded teammates throughout his runs.
Yeah. I mean, these are throwing Kevin Love and Kyrie.
That was the only one where I was like, Kevin Love's going to the Hall of Fame. I guess it's the NBA and everybody goes to the Hall of Fame. But I was like, I don't know. Like he's pretty good, but.
You don't think Minnesota gets in there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's like a lot of rebounds and outlet passes.
I mean, you could be right.
Yeah.
You could be right.
I don't know. That was just the only one. I'm not trying to hate on Kevin Love. Why would I get up on a Wednesday and decide that's what I want to do? I just saw the graphic and I was like, I don't know. That one feels a little generous. Like, they didn't have to. All the other guys were obvious. It's like Russell Westbrook, you know, and Dwayne Wade and all those guys. The Kevin Love one was a little bit like, all right, maybe could have left him.
But I'm saying, oh, I understand that. But the maddest person about this Luka trick, because Luka still look, maybe he's just a reserved looking dude, but his daddy.
Oh, he's furious.
Oh, his daddy.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah.
Because he missed out $120 million.
His daddy mad.
Is offended by the fact that he is no longer allowed to get $350 million on his next contract.
He's mad, man.
Yeah, that he had plans for that money.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to buy Slovenia.
Sasa Doncic had, man. You know how far $120 million goes in Slovenia? I don't, but I assume pretty far.
We're going to buy half of the country.
Yeah, that man had plans for that $120. He's like, dang, now Luka's got to play longer.
Yeah, so he's hot.
I will say this. Like, Luka showed up to the press conference. You know, he's got his sweater on, whatever. Button up, looking nice for the presser. That man's not fat.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I don't know if he's like, you know, I don't know if he's in like the tip top shape of the NBA players.
He ain't gonna have no physique, man. He ain't gonna be like muscles ain't gonna be popping out of his uniform.
He never has.
Now, he never has.
Probably could slim down a little bit, but he's been hurt. But like this idea that he's 270 and like, you know,
a sweater don't hide that.
He
much.
Looked the same to unless, me. Unless he that got, was a loose fitting sweater.
Unless,
but like,
unless he got one of them compression wrap tank tops.
Oh, you think he's wearing Spanx? Maybe
he might be have it pulled up to his chest. pulled up to his chest.
If Luka was in Spanx yesterday at that press conference,
that'd be the greatest thing ever.
Then they got big problems.
That'd be the greatest
thing
ever. If Luka's ass was in Spanx, Luka in Spanx, have pulled up to his chest.
Yeah,
try to keep it all in. I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I think that you know when you look at, I mean, his former teammate who's there with him now, Markieff? Is he the one?
Yes.
Okay, he's like basically like what? I don't know what y'all are talking about. You know, as far as out of shape, could he do what he does if he's out of shape and all that stuff? And I view things so differently as far as the shape. He's in shape enough, meaning if he's not in shape, how the hell did he get them all the way to the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah.
Now, there's different types of conditioning.
Did it show up, I guess, as the season went on, I suppose, well, but it showed up. Seven or five games into the finals.
But you think about it, sometimes it's like, you know, some athletes are more superior as far as their conditioning and fitness. Now, that don't mean he ain't out of shape. That means he just ain't as good a shape as he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joel Embiid be out of shape. Mm-hmm. And you can tell because he's dragging his ass. I know he's a big dude, but he – so, I mean, this dude is – first of all, he's irritated. You made a fool out of him, I think. I think you made a fool of him. And this dude is pissed off. I'm talking about Luka. And I think Luka's going to be awesome.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's
I think
like,
it's gonna be awesome.
Are you really willing to mortgage your future? Because that's what it is for the Mavericks and their GM and all that.
He going to go back to Nike. He don't care.
On the idea, I guess. I wouldn't hire him back.
He going to go back to Nike.
When you traded Luka.
He going to go back to Nike.
Nah, you're out of here, bro.
He got plenty of contacts.
Yeah, that's true. But still, you could be remembered as the dumbest GM in the history.
That's true.
Then that, you know, I mean, whatever. You get your job at Nike and you have money and all that. But, I mean, if this flops and Luka goes to L.A. and wins championships and looks great for the next decade, we're all going to remember that guy.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Nico Harrison.
That's going to be the guy. We're going to remember Nico Harrison as the guy that traded Luka Doncic at 25 years old. Again, for something that can be fixed.
Yes.
It's not like he's you know, guys get traded sometimes in the middle of their career because it's like, he buckles under pressure or, you know, the league is changing this way and he can't do this.
But
it's just like, okay, so you're trading him just because he's 25 and he's a little chubby?
He's chubby. And
that's
it? And they don't feel, and from what they're trying to lean toward, they didn't feel comfortable giving him that kind of money.
Okay.
They didn't feel comfortable giving him the Supermax and all those different things, I guess.
I don't know. Like, I think I was a little bit more... because I was more on the Anthony Davis part of it on Monday. Like, I'm so much more like, you guys are idiots now. Like, the Mavericks are just stupid.
I mean, you
just blew it. It's just dumb.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not ready to do that. I think Luka's a damn good ball player. Do we trust Rob Pelinka to put the stuff around him for him to be good?
Yeah, no, that's Dallas, okay, fair enough.
I think Dallas was built perfect for Luka.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the defenders that they have on the wing, with PJ and the two bigs down there, with another off-ball dynamic scoring Kyrie, I thought Dallas, they built the team perfect for Luka.
Right, but then that's not really on him, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if Luka goes on, if he plays the same that he has for the next 6 years the way that he has so far, then, you know, then that was you know, it's crazy.
Right.
Like, now, if the Lakers don't win championships because Pelinka can't put guys around him, that obviously is a part of it too, but that's not really on him.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
So it's like, and then also Dallas has to build their team and win championships too. The only way they don't look totally idiotic in this situation is if Luka completely falls off the face of the earth and falls apart, like they're seemingly predicting that he's going to. Like, whatever. If he's got some sort of thing that we don't know about and he can't get it right, and he's hurt for the rest of his career, then they look like they got it right. Even if they win in Dallas, championship probably would absolve you, but they win in Dallas and Luka goes on to play the way that he's played, even if he doesn't win a championship, you still trade a 25-year-old guy in the middle of his, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just look, you look dumb.
I mean, that's always the thing. And if you look at it from where you are as Nico, as the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, this was, I hate saying personal, because business.
It had to have been.
But
it had to have been personal.
It seemed like how emphatic he was, this is my decision.
It had to have been.
And then how Jason Kidd didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the one thing about it, because obviously it had to be Nico and Pelinka. They were together talking and blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm going to call Jeannie Buss. You call whoever the owner is for the Mavericks. Because if what has come out true about how Rob Pelinka talked him down of more, then that's even bad. Because he's talking about you could have had Cole, what's the boy's name? Not Austin Reeves. The boy from Tennessee.
Oh, Dalton Connect.
Dalton Connect.
I'm sure he could have.
And another draft pick.
Yeah, because that's the thing about it.
He talked you out of it?
That's what makes me believe that it has to be personal, because he took so little.
And
he
only was
just
one
team. He was just like, that's fine. Just. You take him?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Sure.
And then Pelinka, maybe when he realized he might have a little bit of the upper hand in the negotiation, was like, well, if he's as terrible as you say he is, if he's as fat as you say he is and such a jerk like you say he is, I don't think I can give you two draft picks. I think I can only give you one.
Do you
think? And then Harrison's like, yeah, no, you're right. He does suck. I do hate him. I guess I'll just take one draft pick. That's the only theory that I can wrap my head around.
Do you think he said
that that dude hates him?
Do you think he said, or one of them said, are you sure? You sure?
Had to have. Like, at a certain point, you have to be like, hey, don't, like, you have to be just reminding yourself to have a poker face.
Yeah.
Because you cannot believe the fortune that life has befalled upon you.
Are you sure?
To have this guy be the perfect guy to be the general manager of the Mavericks at the right. And again, let me not completely take a crap on this guy, because who knows what's going to happen and maybe it'll work out for him. He is also the guy that was universally celebrated the last couple of years for going and getting Kyrie and making it work, getting P.J. Washington and making it work,
because
Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford.
Because
he built a roster.
Because he has a personal relationship with these guys coming from Nike.
Yeah.
And I think that was the one selling point that that he had to give to the ownership of Dallas to bring Kyrie in. He was telling him about his personal relationship with Kyrie and everything as far as all the Nike thing. You heard it yesterday with A.D. when A.D. came over. A.D.'s a Nike guy. Mm-hmm. He's been knowing Nico for years.
Right.
And so
– which – okay, cool.
Yeah, but
just because you know some people shouldn't trade Luka for him.
But I'm just saying that's the relationship that he has. Yeah. He has relationships with a lot of these players. That's why I was like, is there another big Nike guy?
They're all Nike guys.
But they love this dude, though.
Right.
They love his brother.
He's been paying $1 million
for
years.
But like, again, it's a personal relationship. Yes, obviously the money is there, but he has a personal relationship with these dudes. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, even the most millionaires, personal relationships mean something.
Sure.
And so when you have that kind of relationship with a guy, if you're 80, you're not, well, damn. You know who the guy is who traded for you. Mm-hmm. And you feel like he may have believed in you, but you're Anthony Davis. So, I mean, all 30 teams believe in
you. Yeah, I mean, you know.
But, yeah, this is going to be – it's a fun trade. I think Luke and LeBron's going to work. That's my thought process. I just do.
I do, too.
I say, I know,
because who has LeBron not worked with?
He works with everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody works with LeBron.
Yeah, that's why, you know,
he's the ultimate
Barkley
chess piece.
And everybody, they'll
figure it out.
He'll figure it out.
he'll figure it out.
They will. They're going to be fine.
LeBron's played with every different type of player you could possibly play with in the last 20 years, and it's worked with all of them.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Hell, now his defense might go back up a little bit, because he ain't got to run the offense the whole game.
Yeah, LeBron will be perfectly happy to let Luka have a high percentage of the usage on offense.
Yes.
LeBron's got nothing to prove.
Yes.
Okay?
None at all.
He's the leading scorer in the history of the NBA. He's like third in assists. Like, all the stuff he's done is outrageous. All right, let me rest a little bit on offense. My shooting's better. You got his three-point shooting
back. The best
back.
That it's ever been.
LeBron's a 3-and-D guy now, basically. Yeah, the ultimate 3-and-D guy now for the Lakers. You just let Luka run the offense and let LeBron sort of fade to the corner and do his thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he probably will be more effective because of this. I think it'll work.
Yeah, I think
it'll work. I do wonder if they got one more trick up their sleeve.
I mean, I like what Rob Blake is basically saying. Well, yeah, the market for a good center is pretty dry.
Well, you just had one.
You just had one. Yeah, but, I mean, he's one of the best ones. There's not him out there.
No.
Yeah, there's not Anthony Davis out there. But, I mean, but I tell you.
Should have asked for a center back because they got two of them over there in Dallas.
And that's why I was wondering. I was like, why didn't they get Lively or one of them?
Why'd you ask for Lively back?
Yeah, but Lively's hurt. I think Lively's hurt right now. But
how can I interest you in a Clint Capella?
I mean, we said it last week.
Like, how do you feel about a guy named Clint?
Does that not make sense for them to go get Clint?
Clint's got to have a relationship with someone on that roster from something. Maybe not. Markieff Morris maybe was a Clipper. Nope, he was a Rocket. No, nope. Never mind.
But
no relationship.
But we go back to what we were talking about, like, on edge. Like, if you listen, I listened to the clip this morning, like, how Draymond's talking all of a sudden. Draymond, no, he might. How funny and crazy would it be if they put Draymond in the trade to get KD back to Golden State?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be crazy.
That'd be so crazy.
That would be crazy. Or to get LeBron. Like, if they went and got LeBron, because he's always wanted to play with LeBron.
And you got
to
get rid of Draymond?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. The only way we'll give you LeBron is if you give us Draymond. Wears 23. We can't have two 23s.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Would the Phoenix Suns trade away Kevin Durant so they can get Jimmy Butler?
I think so.
That would be the dumbest damn thing.
It would be dumb, but I think that might be how it works. I think because it's going to take five teams.
Yeah, I understand that.
And Bradley Beal's going to have to be involved.
Yes.
Maybe not if Kevin Durant is involved.
If Kevin Durant is gone, you can bring Jimmy.
Then you can bring Jimmy in. No, I do think ultimately that is what happens. I think Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, and a couple of other teams are involved in like a four-team trade.
I think that's what's going on now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
you know who the Hawks need to call? Is the Bulls. Because those guys just get fleeced.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they do.
And they want to get fleeced.
They traded Zach LaVine.
Did you see that little-ass plane he got off this morning?
To help out the Spurs to get De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
And no offense, but, like, all they got back was American white guys.
Yep.
They got back Zach Collins and Kevin Huerter. And a pick that used to be theirs.
Yes.
Like, That's fleece. It's fleece. Fleece as white as snow. That's what that is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.